Is everybody recording?
I am recording. Yeah.
Okay. Now it's time for the video syncing.
Make sure your mics are turned down to not have echo-ness, okay. You know what I'm saying?
We have Darren here, and we have Mitch, and we have me, the greatest Mark.
Yeah, you say that, Mark. You just keep talking like that.
If we had a poll on who would be the best character, I would be picked.
Mark, you're so modest.
Yeah. Don't worry, you guys will get your development eventually. And now it's time for the video. Why? Oh, okay. But
so Darren and Mitch, as far as we're concerned, this the whole thing could end up like us talking to a phantom, like, you know, ergo. Like we're talking to nothing here. There's no response. The response is just in our heads. Mm.
Oh, I watched that video, by the way. That'd be an interesting plot development. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Anyways. You don't know what? Okay, well, make sure it's recording.
Should we just continue like we are?
Yeah, well, we have to... Okay.
Because, I mean, Darren, if you're recording this whole time, then that's going to be pretty good.
And even if you're not, just start recording, and then we'll just fill in.
Yeah.
So, audience...
Be real good.
This could be a moment, or not a moment. Either way. It's unknown at this current moment. The cat is both dead and alive right now. Darren doing his computer stuff. Darren is the one who,
Darren's a computer Gandhi.
Last time we recorded this, and we had Darren do everything computer for us, because we didn't know how to do it. And, he was bothered by the fact that he wasn't in here. But he was editing it. So, we had him come on. But because of that...
I just see an explosion. Just a blurry explosion.
You do? Oh.
Real blurry.
Okay, now I see the blurry explosion. Okay, now to explain the blurry explosion. They're on Netflix, and I'm on a DVD.
Okay.
So we have to sync up.
Because we're too cheap to get Netflix of our own, so we're using Mark's.
Yes, and apparently so you guys are using my Netflix, and I'm not the one even there. Without me, you guys have
like
no way of
off
watching
Netflix.
I have both DVDs and a Netflix.
I turned up the preamp on my mic, so it should be good. So,
everything's
you guys
good.
Haven't
sync up video
time. Should be good because now I can see things on the meter.
Real good,
real good, real good.
And
Mitch,
Darren,
real good,
Darren? Will be singing the song because he always does.
I always sing the song.
Oh boy! Like I said, I
don't
will
wait, don't
repeat
wait,
this
don't
every
wait.
Episode. You,
only have to hum you
will
this one.
Not get me to sing that song.
Yeah. There's no lyrics to this one.
Okay.
Over
Ready?
The entirety of five
still,
seasons,
I'm not
going
to say anything.
Words. No, you're going to sing something, Mitch Fulton. Like Mark mentioned in the previous
episode.
I'm going to
sing something. It's
going to
be making fun of you guys for singing it.
That'd make me real mad. I'd what? Real punch you. Punch you real
Cedric
good.
Apparently said Photoshop for sound is called Odyssey or something like that. Audacity,
no.
I think he said.
Not
Odyssey is the name
I
of
can
our ship.
Odyssey.
And a robot.
Audacity is the program.
And a robot?
Audacity is the... I would know everything about Odyssey the robot and
no,
Odyssey...
No, they wouldn't. We're talking in third person here about the Odyssey.
Oh, they wouldn't? Okay.
They wouldn't.
So we're going to start this up what?
We will, once we're done with the, you know...
Enough preemptory planning for the audience
pre-show.
To hear.
Mitch.
Let's just... Yeah,
what was Darren saying about Audacity?
Audacity? Oh, it's a program I used to... mash the two tracks together. I could just cut out Mitch's voice if he makes fun of us.
Okay.
That's not nice.
Baskets of bread. Okay, are we ready for this?
Okay, fine. I'll make fun of you in my mind. No, I'm just kidding. I won't even do that.
I'm mentally flipping
Maybe.
You off.
I don't know.
That's from...
I'm mentally...
that's from Everybody Loves Raymond. They would all just, like, look at each other. Okay.
Okay.
We're ready.
I'm flipping you off in my mind.
Okay, so we're like at one. We're like at 1 second.
I see a blurry explosion, like Mitch said he saw. Okay.
Yeah, like.
So everyone, when I say sync, you start your DVD or whatever if you're watching one.
Can I say pancake?
At 1 second. 1 second. It's got to be 1 second.
It doesn't have to be 1 second. Okay.
Like
it can
a boss,
be 1 second
okay.
if you really want it to be, because these are hard to sync. Okay. One, two. Well, okay, wait. Darren, you know how I'm doing this, right?
Episode?
I'm going to be insulting Mitch here, okay?
Wait, no. How about we just do what actually worked last time?
Nothing worked.
Oh, the 1, 2, 3, 2, 1.
That thing sucked.
Okay, we'll just go 1, 2, 3.
No, it didn't. That was amazing. Don't you
we'll
even
just go
deny
1, 2, 3.
That.
We'll just go 1, 2, 3.
Amazing plan.
And Darren, you can press
2, 1. No,
yes,
come on, man.
Yes,
just 1, 2, 3, 2, 1.
No.
1, 2, 3, sync. Mark, just say 1, 2, 3, sync, and then it'll work. I hated.
Okay.
I mean,
okay.
It was
funny, everybody ready? Is everybody ready?
Yes. Okay. I'm ready.
1, 2, 3, sync.
Stargate Atlantis. Look.
You've got some Wraith DNA.
Reddit. Okay, I don't exactly remember this episode, but whatever.
You don't?
Radic, Zelenka, Wraith Hive Ships,
Maybe we should explain how long it's taken us to start this.
It's taken, a while, because I've had to bother... My sister's been bothering me.
Oh, not only that.
Look, it's Atlantis!
Well, Mitch has also been
bothering us. Yeah, because Mitch refused to...
It has taken almost 7 minutes to get us started.
No, not that. I mean, to get us started.
Before we started recording.
Oh, damn. What was that, a half hour? Because the first little turntable thing was all...
Mitch's DJ Hero turntable was freaking out on him.
No, not my DJ... No, it's a legit thing that I had plugged into my computer.
My dad just got a turntable.
It's a legit thing.
Christmas, and he's now broken out all his records. He has a box that was, 15,
He has, a legit turntable with, needles and everything.
Yeah, he can use it to download music to.
Oh, my God. I have to see this.
Eventually. He can use it to download
music
to
his
computer,
that
he hasn't done that yet.
While ago, Mark.
What?
A while ago, we bought, this nice anniversary of Dark Side of the Moon record. So it's this nice... We haven't touched the vinyl at all.
Oh, wow.
It's a brand new vinyl of Dark Side of the Moon.
But, so now he's breaking out all his records, and he has, this box that weighs, 30 pounds, and I had to get out of the closet. I had to, lift it,
Records are real heavy.
I know, but the craziest thing is...
Send a message!
The craziest thing is, before Christmas, he didn't know he was getting this turntable. But he decided to go to Goodwill and buy a bunch of records for absolutely no reason. 2 days before Christmas, my mom goes to me and is like, "You didn't tell him he got a turntable,
Colonel
did you?"
Carter.
I was like, no. But then I got Farscape, the complete series, which I'm super excited about. I'm holding season 2 in my hands
right
now.
Of Farscape? Oh.
Yes.
Blah. Whatever.
But, okay, so Mitch's turntable freaked out. And then
Darren's
sister.
Then,
yeah, it was, fast-forwarding and rewinding things up to 30 to 40 times speed. Yeah. It's real messy.
Yeah,
If it even goes that fast, I don't even know.
Yeah.
1.3.
And then Darren's sister was bothering him for 30 minutes. So
she
wanted
mad.
Him to play with her. For 30 minutes, and then he could record this. But then Mitch's turntable went all whack, and we were about ready to record it. We thought Mitch's turntable...
Yeah, because I need my computer to record.
Would be fixed soon. So we thought we could get on with this and everything. And that took 15 minutes. And then Darren had to get his sister out of here, and that took 15 minutes. So overall, he could have just gone with his sister for 30 minutes, and then come back, and it would have been the exact same time, and she would be happy. But that didn't happen.
Poor Kathleen. She got the short end of the stick. Because I thought it'd be a good idea to solve my problems in the slowest way possible.
Yeah.
Mitch could have just unplugged his turntable.
I think back now, and I honestly could have. I could have just been like, yoink, problem solved.
We thought it was like an audio program.
Well, it is an audio program. Oh, yeah, the Darren's nonsense singing. Oh, wait, no, it's a Stargate theme, my bad.
I'm pretty sure we're unsynced because this is totally unsynced.
I'm just going to fart as loud as I can now. Hope you guys can hear this. I actually lit up on the mic. That's so great. Let it be known that I am not singing at all. This sounds ridiculous to me because your singings are just completely out of sync for me.
I never understood why Stargate Atlantis symbol has the point of origin in it when it's Atlantis.
Yeah.
Darren, you're not going to edit that out, are you?
I also don't understand why these boxes for Stargate Atlantis, season one, the front of the box has a Milky Way gate. And then the small little boxes that contain the DVDs have a Milky Way gate. And, but then when you open up the thing, around the discs, there's a Pegasus gate.
What?
That don't have symbols on it.
That's crazy. That doesn't even make sense. I know. People should start making sense. People should stop taking advice from talking heads.
Yes. Darren? Are you going to edit that out while you guys are singing on my end?
No.
No. It wasn't very bothersome.
Because
I'm familiar with the people of this world.
That was a pretty audible, like, methane to leather fart. That was pretty good. And it, like, picked up on the mic, apparently.
I'm going to read the description for this video.
I'm going to go back and listen to this later just to see what that sounds like.
For this video.
It's going to be amazing.
So that Mitch knows what he's watching. Because he hasn't seen this one either. But me and Darren have.
Yeah. Okay.
Which means I'll probably be quiet for a good part of it if I decide to give a rip about the storyline.
You probably shouldn't. This is a recap episode, so you don't really have to give a rip. Having learned that the entire Wraith Armada...
Oh, that means I have to actively talk to people.
Learned that the entire Wraith Armada is heading towards the city.
Oh, it stings. Oh, okay.
Look, the puddle jumper.
The team decides to use their remaining power to send Stargate Command a message containing information about the Wraith threat and the well-being of everyone on Atlantis. As most of the team are recording messages for their loved ones, Shepard and Taylor embark on a mission that takes them directly to the Wraith Army! Exclamation point.
Oh my.
This sounds like an exciting episode.
Exclamation point. You know that shit's serious.
I probably should have yelled that. To the Wraith Army! Okay. I've yelled it now. Like the punctuation suggests, I
Taylor's
should.
Here.
Daddy, he stole my bucket.
By the way, episode's titled Letters from Pegasus. Here. If you didn't already notice.
Yeah, it should be pretty noticeable. It has been many days.
Look
at those blank Atlantis patches. They're all black and bleh.
Slug white nerd with patches. Bleh.
I'm a slug white nerd with patches and I'm here to stay.
Okay, I'm sorry, Darren. You told me to be prepared this time, but I'm thirsty. Now, I don't know what it is about podcast recording, but it makes me thirsty.
Mark.
It's like these pretzels are making me thirsty.
Mark.
Ah, you can talk with Mitch. That'll give you guys some character development. I'm going to be gone.
Yes.
I need some character development. Just like this guy named Orin.
Or the audience could just be totally nerd raging right now. No, Mark, don't leave. We love you.
Just like this guy named Orin. I remember this guy's name because I totally sent, Darren a list of episodes for a TV show that I wrote, and the TV show's name is totally Orin. And then when I saw this episode, and apparently this guy's name is Orin, I wanted to punch him in the face for taking my name. And then I discovered it that this name I developed for this like alien race in my TV show that I wrote is an actual name for somebody, like a very unpopular name, but it is a name. And it totally means, green.
Green?
And the aliens in my, my TV show are totally sulfur beings.
What is that, like,
and
green
and totally
Ethiopian? Like,
green.
What?
So I figured, hey, that's actually a pretty good name.
Okay, so Orin is, like, Ethiopian for yellow, green, or vomit green. Like, what's going on here?
And then I'll go get a Gatorade, but first I'm gonna look this up.
Okay, because that sounds weird enough to be Ethiopian.
Mark, like, we need to get a sprite.
Mark, get several.
Huh?
Just
my God, dude! What? Damn, Taco Bell.
Okay, Oren is a name derived from Saint or O'Dran.
A whole extra one.
Meaning pale green in Irish. Okay, I'm gonna go get a drink.
Which is ironically the color of vomit.
Which is ironically, I don't know. I'll be right back.
Which is ironically...
wonders for morale.
Oh, that was quiet.
Wonders for morale.
Oh, you know what's doing wonders right now? That Taco Bell from yesterday. My God. Like, I apologize if the mic picks up on some of that crap from yesterday.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Just a little from me to you, audience. Just that picks up. I apologize.
I'm hungry.
You're probably all aware what Taco Bell does to you. If you aren't, well, you'll hear what it does to you pretty clearly.
Yeah, I don't have
just
that problem.
This video. Just Mitch Fulton. Fair warning. Well, we all don't have the golden rectum like you do, Darren, now do we?
He records.
Can't have, like, the golden rectum of the gods, alright? It's like eating Chipotle and not being able to bleed into your underwear, yeah. Wow. Yeah, eating Chipotle and bleeding underwear.
Okay, knowing the past, Mitch
that's
did something while I was away.
That's quite an incredible feat.
What?
Oh, no, yeah, well, I did fart again, but this time I didn't blame it on you.
And
so.
I didn't blame mine on
and
you.
And this time it wasn't fake. It was an actual... Yeah.
Jeopardize the mission.
By the way, I didn't get a Sprite. I got a mug.
Okay. Why did you only get one?
Mug,
I told you.
Wait, mug,
yes,
root,
mug
beer?
Root beer?
There's
sucks.
No, I just got a mug. I'm going to eat it now.
Mark,
It better be a frosty mug.
Mark,
it
you
totally
have
has
a,
fake foam
you
between
have,
the sides.
Mark.
What?
There's an empty can of mug root beer in your car, by the way. I totally
I
remember that.
Yeah, I also had empty cans of, like, Coke and everything.
It didn't bother
Look,
me, though.
Oh, it's just one. Oh, crap. Two.
Nope. Two? Wow.
Oh, that's just cruisers, right?
Hmm?
Aren't those just cruisers?
Yeah, they're like, what the hell?
Oh, yeah.
You man, hive ships?
Those are
I think they man. I'm hungry.
Look at that Wraith Armada.
Imagine flying into one of those ships and they're looking at the Stargate like, shit, that is not big enough.
Did you know that the Wraith
and then they build
stuck at hyperdrive, though?
Just like the Ori.
Well, those ships are definitely big enough to go through
the
Stargate.
They looked at the Stargates and then they looked at their warships and were like, that's not big enough.
They're,
so they built
the toilets of doom. They're toilets of doom, you mean?
Yes, the toilet seats of doom.
No, they're toilet bowls of doom.
Look, it's Ford.
Oh my God, it's Ford. I don't. No one ever really liked him.
And then
he was
died.
On for like one season.
So now they're
gone.
Trying to. Okay, now they're just trying to rip off the Kino right here, preemptively in the past.
Oh yeah, I guess they are. Yeah. I guess the Kino would be ripping off.
Is it gonna be like the one person?
Eli.
Who, like, you know, is all like, oh, I missed my boyfriend, and blah, blah, blah. Then the person comes in, and they, like, get
oh,
it
yeah.
on, and they
oh,
get
yeah.
back, and then she starts recording again, like, oh, yeah,
that one
so it's all just, yeah, I miss you guys. I miss
Park,
you guys.
I hope to watch this with you.
I remember that.
Yeah, and that's, by the way, that's an extra Kino video that wasn't in an episode, but it was all about Park.
Park? I read. I'm doing things. I'm seeing things I never thought I'd
have. I'm doing things,
Look,
reading a really good amount.
No,
Look,
Ford
this,
doesn't
this all,
read.
This is all, first season of Atlantis here.
Look at that drone. Look at that beautiful drone. Drones are beautiful. Look how exploded
that drone fucked
that
him
was.
Up real good. Oh, Mark, remember the little sensor thing we're gonna do this time.
Yeah,
the
thing.
So I'm gonna send Darren two audio
yeah,
bits.
I talked to Cedric, and he wants to be on one. But then I was like,
but
we should do
too
Children
afraid
of the Gods.
Of
I was like,
Cedric needs
his
own Netflix if
he
wants to participate.
Netflix.
That's the sad part.
He's
nice.
Afraid of getting hooked to a TV show.
Yeah, because he doesn't have time. He has time right now, but he won't have time later, so he doesn't want to, like, get used to it. And he's probably going to yell at me for including that in the video. Because
he could be a temporary guest.
He's like, that's not what I am.
He claims he's not afraid. Yeah.
Yeah.
A gate, incoming wormhole.
But then,
by the way, the Wraith love to
dial in
to make sure that you can't escape.
They were so surprised that the Wraith had a gate on their ship, even though that happened in the very first season of SU-1. And they were surprised then, and I got it then. But it's like, okay.
I need food.
Anyways, what was I talking about? Oh, Cedric. Yes, he was also surprised how he had a reference in the very first episode. Darren, you had two references, I think it was, in the first episode.
Awesome.
But now you're here, and you're in the second episode. So logic would dictate that Cedric would be in the third.
Be
episode,
proud.
Right? But we said you should. We
not
should,
very good.
We
at
should
this
do Children of the Gods. We should do Children of the Gods for you. This is funny. I'll explain later.
But,
this is funny.
But,
for Mitch. Yeah, Mitch, you can watch this. Watch this. Just like lower your mic so you don't hear us. Me and Darren talk. But just watch this. This is funny. And then just laugh whenever it's funny.
All right.
But I said we should watch Children of the Gods. But I was like, no, wait, that's a 90-minute episode, and it's not very good.
It's
okay when you first watch it, but then later it doesn't get good because the characters
later
are all
like
whack,
like,
and then
blah.
Carter has that weird line about sex organs. But I can't talk with Beckett in the background. but then I was like, you should watch Children of the Gods, and then we'll do it on the Anime Within. Like, no, even better, you should watch Children of the Gods and the Anime Within, and we should do it on Emancipation. Because it's the worst episode.
Why?
And it would just be great because we would just be like beating it up and everything. And then I decided we should do like a 2-minute episode of Emancipation, and just have it be us stopping because it was so bad. But yeah, I should do that. And he's like, is that the one on the women's rights you said is so bad? He's like, yeah. He's like, how controversial do you want this podcast? I'm like, not. Then you probably shouldn't have me do the one. You probably shouldn't have me on for the episode about women.
Yeah. Cedric is not good to have.
Yeah.
I don't know that Cedric is a good podcast person.
He has a distinctive voice.
I can't do this.
No.
But...
Yeah, that was funny.
Oh, is this the one where they, like, try to save him and they stay there all night and...
Yeah.
They wait and
then
wait
there's this magic beam
that
that's never
family.
Ever referenced again? Remember the magic beam of light that's about to come that they never reference ever again?
Oh.
Know what I'm talking about?
Nope, I don't.
No? You'll see.
Would you be freaked out if I said yes, I know what you're talking about, and I have not seen
yes,
it?
I would say,
be very surprised.
I would be like, troll.
Then yes,
troll.
Mark, I know exactly
troll.
What you're talking
what?
About.
How do you know what I'm talking about? Oh, I'm so surprised.
I read your mind.
I said, troll.
Well, then why would you even need to watch Stargate? You could just read Stargate. How about that?
Mark, I would never in a million years read Stargate, okay? That's kind of weird.
Yeah, but you can technically read a Stargate.
it doesn't work very well.
Mark, when I say read and you say read, we are thinking the same thing.
Yes, but the audience doesn't know. But if they're smart, and a smart audience at all, they will have caught on to the, you know, innuendo and all that crap. Whatever you call
Watch. Zelenka's recording all these important details that are top secret.
That's a great scene. Atlantis rising out of the water.
Yeah.
It's like,
it's amazing.
Whoa. Whenever you watch a tribute for Atlantis, it's always in there. It kind of gets annoying after a while because it's like such a great scene.
Yeah, this is in every single Atlantis intro.
Oh yeah, that too. Because they love it. It's a great scene.
Yeah, it's a great scene.
From a great episode. One of the best Stargate episodes. From one of the best Stargate seasons.
Yep.
Yeah, but not necessarily the best Stargate series.
Yeah, like...
You didn't say anything that would require security clearance, did you?
Security clearance? Oh, look at those.
I only described the whole base being lifted out of the water.
Yeah, but in another language.
I'm hungry.
Of course you are.
Isn't he like, Swiss?
Isn't what?
Zelenka. Isn't he like Swiss or something?
He's... I don't know what he is.
Because if you look at the patch on his shoulder...
It's Swiss?
I'm pretty sure that's the...
Swiss is the
flag
cross.
For Switzerland.
Right?
Another title home for the Lakers.
That's it. Look at all those BLUs in the background. By the way, anyways, watching this listening to this podcast... sorry. Those are BLUs behind him right now. They blink, and they're called BLUs because they're blinking light units.
They blink a lot. Look how blinky they are.
Yeah, they were added in SG-1 because the walls in the military base were so bland and, like, bleh, that they needed some stuff to spruce them up. Some stuff that
visual
makes sense.
Stimulation.
Stimulation, yes.
Ready to record your message?
This is great. This is why I wanted to record this episode, because his recording is a lot like our podcast, where we just kind of blabble on.
I'm hungry.
And if you guys ever hear me get quiet for an extensive period of time, seeing as it's like 2:30 a.m., regardless of if I had a crap load of chocolate or not, I'm either asleep or I'm really...
That's also another thing we talked about before this podcast started. Dreams. Yes, my dream in Pacific.
Oh, dude, mine is so fucked up. You don't even know.
Okay, you just swear. But...
Oh, dude, I swore like 50 times before this. Like I said, I'm just going to give you guys some nouns and you could just censor over them, you know, with a monotone
that's
noun.
Okay,
like,
that's too much work.
What the
people.
Bread basket? What the fire
yes,
truck?
Yes, but that's okay. We're lazy people. We won't do that. Anyways, go explain how messed up this was, because you haven't done that yet.
The lost city of Atlanta. Deep within the Vegas galaxy.
Explain what? How messed up your dreams were, because you haven't done that yet.
Oh, shit, dude. I don't even think that's appropriate for this podcast.
Okay, my dreams, then. You know how awesome my dreams are?
Well, just one part of it. The rest of it was still pretty messed up, because it's like... It's all fucking Halloween-based. In Christmas! I was dreaming about messed up Halloween stuff in Christmas.
Don't remember any of my dreams ever at any time.
I don't either.
Like...
Usually.
Like,
but I remembered my
No. Like, I only remember, like, key parts if the dream was really messed up. I'd never remember the whole thing. Like, okay, where my house is, for some reason there was this creepy mansion there. Like, an apartment building mansion on the inside. But it didn't look like that on the outside.
Remember
look, creepy light.
Dream. In like
creepy
never
light.
Referenced again ever
years.
It kind of makes me mad. Okay, but Mitch, remember how awesome my dream was last night?
Yeah, but we'll get to yours in a minute. People are probably like creepy apartment building.
Oh,
what?
What about
but they
the
really don't care.
Building?
But one way or another, I had to climb up to the chimney, which is like 50 billion feet high. I don't know why. I had to push some sort of pumpkin down it. Which it then, like, grew vines and became someone named Jack.
I hate it when dreams don't make
again,
sense. Like, that makes sense. When you're in them,
And I worked my ass off to get up there, right? And then the sun started to come up, he's like, you know where you found this? And he had, like, a Scott.
Remember to move your right stick.
Controller battery. Awesome.
You mad?
So, wait, where did that get cut off?
You
where
got kind of
light. No, wait.
You said that you worked your ass off.
Something about a sunset? Okay, yeah. So, yeah, basically, you know, in the dream, I worked my ass off to get this billion-feet-high chimney, right? And this Jack character looks at the sunset. He's like, he had a Scottish accent for some reason. He's like, you know what, have you found this? I'm like, yeah. So he, like, rips off his head and, like, throws this pumpkin head, like, 50 billion feet high, and I know it lands. I don't see it, but I know it's one of those things that you just know it lands. Right at the very top of the chimney, and I'm just like, ah! And And it's an unspoken thing, but I know it's because, like, the sun's rising, and that really pissed me off. There was more other messed up than that, like, driving a coffin that had, like, freaking, you know, Star Wars freaking Naboo fighter jet controls, you know, like, from the first movie. It's fucked up. Without all the buttons, just
in the line of duty is the name of a Stargate SG-1 episode, by the way, boyo.
Season 2, episode 2? Anyways,
yep.
I just realized, during the previous land, remember the blurry explosion on the previous land?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so they show that scene from the previous Leon, and then they just recapped it.
Huh?
They just did a recap for that scene. That they also did a previous Leon for.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'm not angry.
You know what the weirdest part about that dream was, though?
The severe lack of
the person driving that coffin thing. This is, like, down by Glacier Park for some reason, but the person driving that coffin thing was some sort of witch, and for one reason or another, I was in, like, a relationship with that witch thing or something. That's what I didn't get. I did not get this dream at all. I was like, what is going on here? What is this? I don't even... But enough about my fucked up dreams. Right.
Okay, wait a minute.
About your awesomeness.
Mark.
What?
See a palace.
Oh, yeah, but don't you hate it when dreams don't make sense, and then you, like, get up and you teleport?
I love it when dreams don't make sense. That's sarcasm.
I know. But then you get up and you go to tell someone, and it still makes sense to you, and then you're recapping it, right? And then you realize, wait a minute, this doesn't make any sense at all.
I know, it made sense when I was sleeping. Oh, and there were more messed up components than that, much more messed up, but I'm not sharing them.
Oh, this is good.
Because they're way too fucked up.
An honorable and brave man.
Cramp. But in my dream,
sir,
I was in, like, a mech suit. Like, it was all, like, a robot. Darren hasn't heard this yet. You have. And I was walking around in, like, this forested area. And I had, like, a partner and everything. And we were going around. And I could, like, shoot at things just by pointing my hand at them. And they would just, like, blow up, you know? That was great. And it was, like, so realistic. And, like, if I tripped, I would, like, fall down. I wouldn't be able to get back up. And my friend would have to come over and pull me up, right? And then my mom came in and woke me up right when I was blowing something up. And I was like, no!
Don't you hate that when you're at, like, the climax of your dream? You're, like, you're really into it. You're at the climax, and then your parental wakes you up, and you're just like...
It's like your dreams...
Really?
It's like your dreams set it up to be
and
like
that. Then you try to go back to sleep when you're... I know, and then you frantically try to get back to sleep. You're like, no, what happens next?
Because then you're controlling it slightly, but you're like, it's not as cool, because it's like, I can do this when I'm awake.
Yeah, you're awake enough to control it as though it were a daydream, but you're still kind of asleep. I know what you're talking about.
But the weird part about me is, if I haven't opened my eyes yet, I can remember my dream perfectly. But then the moment I open up my eyes, usually, not today, I was surprised. The moment I open up my eyes, I forget it. It's so weird. Like, I'll have it fresh in my memory. It's so amazing. I'm like, okay, that happened. Don't forget this when I wake up. Like, when I open up my eyes. Like, I'll be able to tell myself, don't forget this when I open up my eyes. Right when I open my eyes, everything is gone. I cannot remember it. At all. How's that for
you? I haven't been listening to you, Mark. I'm sorry.
Okay, Mitch, have you been listening to me? Of course.
I've been zoning out. I don't know, some sort of creepy ass thing.
I'm too enthralled by the...
Don't worry, you guys can go back and re-listen to this, and then tell me later about how weird that is.
I'll just re-listen to it. I heard something about blowing up and then you waking up, and you were a real man.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's all I heard.
When your parent wakes you up and you try to go back to sleep, oh, what happened? Wait, I just said that.
Yeah, it's totally not what I was talking about. You guys both did not even hear what I was talking about.
Probably not. Some sort of creepy ass alien thing walked on screen, and me and Darren were like, "Whoa!"
Cool. Yeah. Since Mitch hasn't really been paying attention, he doesn't know like what McKay's doing. Right now he's he apparently recorded 3 hours of gold.
Yeah.
And he started out, you know, talking about leadership, right? He said, "I'm going to talk about leadership," and then the next shot of him, he's talking about what? Pets? Was it?
He was talking about girls.
He was talking about the color yellow and why it makes him sad.
No,
you know
he
what makes
talking...
me sad? You do!
He was talking...
What?
Darren doesn't watch TV, so he wouldn't know that commercial. He also didn't even know that his favorite game Orange Box didn't even know, he didn't even know it had a commercial that was like, what's inside the Orange Box? And now that I showed it to him, he says that all the time.
What, me?
Yeah, what's inside the Orange Box?
What's inside the Orange Box?
You have to show me this commercial.
The greatest game of all time.
Yeah, I'm not, which is Half-Life 2, according to them. And it is a pretty good game.
It is.
I'm, like, not paying attention to much of anything. But I don't feel tired, I'm just not paying attention to anything. There's
I know,
too
I'm
many
not really paying attention to
on.
The video. The point is not to pay attention to the video, it's to pay attention to us. Okay, wait, right here. Now he's talking about pets. Okay, he was originally talking about leadership. And now he's talking about pets. The first time, I think he was talking about movies that he hadn't seen, like The Sixth Sense. I think he said he got halfway through The Sixth Sense. By the way, want me to spoil Sixth Sense for everybody?
Sure. Spoiler alert!
Sure.
What?
Spoiler alert.
Yes. Sixth Sense ends. The main character is a ghost. Bruce Willis, he's a ghost the entire time.
Yeah, Bruce. Yeah, just like that song with Bruce Willis is dead at the end of Sixth Sense. I jizzed in
my pants.
I
already knew
puns.
That because somebody spoiled it to me, so I just returned the favor.
Oh, I knew that because Adam Sandberg told me in a song by
Dang
Lonely
it, man.
Island. That's all I knew.
Yeah,
Also, Darth Vader is Luke's father. Didn't see that one coming, did ya?
No, but I'm pretty sure everyone knows that.
No, I didn't see it. Mark, you ruined that for me!
Yeah, I know. I meant to. Anyways. McKay was just talking about, pets and stuff, and then at the end he's like, now to go back to my original topic, leadership. so like this 3 hours of gold, all it is him like getting distracted and then returning back to leadership and then getting distracted again.
I'm very tempted to go get something to eat and drink, but
you kidding me? I'm thirsty again.
That's why I told you to get multiple of whatever you were going to drink. Ooh, look at that cloaking device. Just love
yes.
cloaking device.
It's very good. It can be turned into a shield.
Yes, it can.
But not vice. No, wait.
And a shield can be turned into a cloaking device.
Yes, but you can't have both on at the same time.
Yeah. Only one at a time. I'm hungry.
Yeah, the cloak is pretty cool. The puddle jumper in general is pretty cool.
Yeah. In case you didn't know, audience, I am always hungry.
Yes, he is.
Darren loves food.
Yes. He also likes cats, I think.
Cats?
You like to meow a lot.
Yes, I do meow a lot. What your loved ones are doing.
She has crazy
weird
large
and her
eyes.
Bug eyes.
Yes. Sometimes she'll do this like flare where her eyes get like so big and you're just like, whoa, holy crap. Those eyes are huge.
It's like, holy shit, are you one of those little anime characters?
Yeah,
what's going on
that
here?
That big. It's so weird. Like, she'll do
hey,
it every
I
now
remember
and then.
This episode.
Tanner had no idea what I was talking about.
Whenever it was so funny when I looked at it.
Yeah,
when I saw it,
it
was so funny. Na 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 na
na na na na na. But yeah, so like I was all real hyper one night and I was laughing like crazy.
Yes.
And I was like, I was like, what did I say? It's like I was like, her eyes are huge. And Dan always looked at me funny because this entire time I've been going crazy. I do that every now and then. Like I did it when I was over at your house a couple days ago. I did it. I do it every time. Every time I don't take my medicine because I have ADHD and holy crap, it gets out of control very quickly sometimes.
Oh, like when you like went through an entire stack of apples to apples red cards.
Just reading off the nouns and laughing crazily. Yes.
Yes.
I did that.
And yeah. It wasn't that hard
time,
to clean
like,
up, though, thankfully.
I was like, there's a tear coming out of one of my eyes. But this was with Tanner. This was with Tanner. But yeah, I was like, there's a tear, but it's only coming out of one of my eyes, not the other one. That was pretty crazy.
That sounds pretty crazy.
That was about as crazy as a double rainbow.
Double rainbow all the way across.
Oh my god, it's just a triple rainbow.
Oh.
That guy's crazy. Mitch is silent.
Mitch is very sad.
I'm really into the story.
You love this, right? This is a classic Stargate story.
Dial up and get out of here.
Not really very classic.
But, Oh, hey, Mark.
What?
Is your medicine ineffective now?
What do you mean?
Is it, worn off and all that good stuff?
I suppose. But then again, I did get up at 2.
You got up at 2. That is a very silly move.
Get up?
I don't know. 11 something, maybe? Or, I woke up, 9 something, and then I fell back to sleep because, Mitch Davis called me because...
Oh, yeah, to tell you that.
Yeah. But, and then I woke up and read that and then, fell back to sleep. And so, I think I got up, 11-ish.
Yeah.
But I don't really like sleeping. Because you're missing things. There could be important things going on.
Except when you're using a mech suit and shooting and blowing up things. Then you're not really missing much.
Yeah.
But yeah, you are missing a lot of other things.
I don't like missing things.
But then, what was I gonna say? I was gonna talk about... I was gonna talk about how long it takes you to, put out these.
Me? Takes me?
Yeah, and the process you have to go through. Whenever we finish.
Oh, it'll be a lot easier now, hopefully.
You have it set up and everything, pretty much? You're ready to go? But it took you 4 hours, right, to get it up on YouTube?
Yeah, because YouTube's a Jew for
length. And you submit it into iTunes? You know,
I don't know. Here, I'll pop open iTunes on my Mac. I don't want to send it to YouTube. It just annoyed me so much more.
We might only send it the first 5 episodes or so.
It just makes me...
So, after about 5 episodes, I think that's all we're going to have on YouTube. Because that gets pretty annoying to get it up on there. And
yeah,
then
cause
we'll
I
just
have to
go to the podcast directory on iTunes.
Yeah, by the time we hit 5 episodes, it should be in the podcast directory. Let me look. Man, I am hungry.
Yeah, he's talking to his sister, Jeannie, who comes back in season 3. Or comes in season 3. Not comes back.
Let's see.
Should
my account
iTunes soon, which after about 5 episodes we'll stop doing YouTube. Just a little advertising.
Because
this time I'd like to go back to the subject of leadership.
And the camera cuts out, right?
Yeah, it just is too difficult to put it on YouTube because I have to, after mixing it down to an MP3. With Audacity. Then I have to slam it in some Movie Maker-ish program. I don't want to use iMovie on my Mac because it has, no RAM. If you want, you can donate sticks of laptop, sticks of DDR2 RAM over 1 gigabyte inside. Or at least 1... Yeah. It would be very helpful, though.
That would be
very
surprising.
Feel generous.
If we had, a devout follower that's just like, man, I love these guys. Because that's pretty much what it comes down to with podcasts. It's like, when I listen to the Fifth Race podcast, I mean, it's not like it's important or anything. It's just, Tim and Justin are just, awesome. And they're fun to listen to. Hopefully we're fun to listen to. And if we're not, then I guess that's kind of our fault.
Yeah, okay, so I didn't see it in the iTunes store still. I mean, there's only 1 episode listed for it, so iTunes might not be too keen about, putting it in.
I was looking up through the Stargate ones, and most of them only have about, 3. And they came out like a year ago, and they only have about three.
Yeah.
They probably just put it up and then just totally forgot they were hosting a podcast on iTunes.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to do that.
We might, because I get very lazy after about a week. I just start losing interest in things. But that's the whole thing. Our Stargate group here is consisted of lots of people. So, like, yeah. anybody could record a podcast at any time, because we have, like, 8 people who, like, watch Stargate in our little group here. Like, I don't have to be in all of them. So even if I lose interest in it, we have other people who could do it. You know? And that's what's cool about our little group. So I'm like, we're not always going to have, like, me on here, or, like, Mitch on here. Like, we might have people that haven't even been on yet. 3 of them or something. Come on. So, I mean, a wide variety of characters.
Yeah.
Too much to keep track of.
Zoning out from the conversation, just zoning in, saying yes. Pretending like I've been listening the whole time.
Well, that's
okay,
nice.
let's look at this log.
Yeah, McKay and his leadership.
McKay and his ability to talk the speak of a techno geek.
Yes. Do you like his apology for that video? I have a terrible problem with rap.
I'm hungry. I'm very, very hungry.
Yeah.
Are you in requirements of real good
real
food,
good
Aaron?
Food, Mitch.
I'm so excited about this Farscape right now, dude. I'm I love Stargate, but Farscape's awesome, too.
Really, Mark? You love Stargate?
Yes, I do.
This wasn't apparent.
What is this?
That was also sarcasm.
Look at this. The user agent is just Motorola. Like, what is this? I don't even. Yeah, I'm gonna grab this IP address.
I'm freaking out about this Farscape. Like, I just want to watch it all in one sitting right now.
Is it a rap right back to Zach on Attack of the Show?
Manoa was a show on Sci-Fi that got canceled after 4 seasons, even though Sci-Fi promised 5.
Okay, I'm sorry. Well, this is a wrap right back to Zach on Attack of the Show. Oh, see, these machines are like automatic machines that Motorola developed. Like, it's a bunch of machines that are set up specifically for Motorola Blur. Very interesting.
And then, also, Universe has been canceled. Which we've known.
Which makes
we knew that last podcast. I mean, I knew it, like, 5 minutes after it came out, because I like Stargate that much.
Oh my god, Mark, I just realized something.
You real man?
I might be going to Bellevue Square tomorrow to spend my Christmas money, potentially, on stuff.
What should you spend it on?
If so, I may only have 5 hours of sleep ahead of me.
You know what I'm
cool.
doing tomorrow?
All right.
I'm going down to the EMP /
what?
Science Fiction Museum. Guess what I'm doing? Something that you've already
oh,
done.
Oh, why? Oh, yeah, that's right, for that one field trip.
Yeah, Battlestar Galactica, the exhibit.
Yeah, for the yeah, that was a cool exhibit,
and
bro.
And apparently they're having a Jimi Hendrix
that was a cool story, bro.
Thing at the EMP.
What about Hendrix?
Oh, dude, what isn't based off of Jimi Hendrix in the freaking EMP,
which is awesome,
dude?
Battlestar Galactica and Jimi Hendrix coming together? Super all along the Watchtower.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
Man, we're just going to be hearing all along the
Watchtower. Oh my god, Battlestar Galactica and Jimi Hendrix everywhere.
Goodbye, everybody. Goodbye, audience. Just kidding, we're not leaving yet. We're not going to leave until we're done with these conversations. These conversations are important.
But the last episode of BSG is... It plays the Hendrix version of All Along the Watchtower.
Yeah.
Dun,
should I spoil who the Cylons are?
Dun,
JK, I'm not going to do that.
Dun,
that would be mean.
Dun.
But...
Who's it from? Atlantis.
Yeah. Look, it's Carter.
Carter?
Okay,
Carter,
we're
going to
continue
so
talking
nice.
Through the credits. Darren can sing them if he wants. You like doing that.
Oh, hey, we are already to the credits. What the hell?
Wait, so they're on Earth? Wait, so that's from Earth?
They sent a message to Earth.
They're like, where's it from?
Yeah.
It's from Atlantis. So would this conclude our next commentary?
Almost. The universe is canceled. We're very sad about it.
Oh, wait, hold on. Shh. Let Darren have his little solo. Go, Darren. Go.
Okay, so
it's over now.
The song just ended right after I said that.
Wait, wait. Roar.
That's
meow.
Funny that the song would end right after I said, go Darren, here's your solo. Dun, 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 dun.
Wait, okay. Wait. I think I'm, since I'm on, oh, it's coming back to the menu. Okay.
Okay.
So Universe has been canceled, which we're all sad about.
Yeah.
But then the writers, are all like, we are planning on finishing it. And we're like,
because,
yay.
Like, they wrote it for... They said that they wrote that story for at least five seasons.
And they're planning on finishing it, like,
yeah,
probably if only for three seasons. They're really pitching that third season. And apparently the Atlantis movie has been shelved indefinitely. Apparently. Apparently no Atlantis movie.
Because they're
really trying to get the...
I have no idea what they're talking
about, so...
They're
trying to get this third season of Universe. They're trying everything they possibly can. So, that's cool.
You know what I'm really looking forward to right now?
Food?
That huge fart I ripped, like, while you guys were singing a little intro song way the hell back at the beginning of the video. I just can't wait to listen to my own recording and just hear that glorious... from the Taco Bell I had yesterday. That's going to be magnificent
okay.
find.
Well, are we done?
I think that happens twice, maybe three times.
Are we done? Are we finished? I hope
I
the audience
know.
Is satisfied.
I don't...
Wait, hold on. Just for fun, I think we need to sync the ending of our
recordings. Hold on.
I don't...
Hey, I don't feel that we've finished. I mean... I don't feel like I just watched an episode of Stargate.
What
Atlantis.
More is there to do, Darren?
Like
should we sing them
us,
a
like
goodbye
you
song?
To talk to us?
I don't feel like I've watched an episode of Atlantis.
Well, of course we didn't. I watched an episode of Atlantis. That's why I zoned out for a good 60% of that. You guys were talking. Commentary.
You want to watch another
I
one?
Don't know.
So I would say
this,
that it would go unsaid that you,
and the
I
gift?
Did not watch it. I did.
I don't know. But if we really just were able to watch Letters from Pegasus that we've commented on, it just doesn't feel to me, there seemed to me that we watched an episode of Atlantis. It didn't seem like that.
Holy shit.
Like it took that
it's
time.
It's 3 a.m. and my British knickknacks are getting on.
It's not 3 a.m. It's only 2:48.
You know what? If it's like 2:48, I round up to 3 in the morning as a descriptive word.
And does that mean you round down to 3
yeah,
o'clock?
I do, Darren Van Buren.
Because that means it could be 2:45 and 3:15, which would be 30 minutes, but you would be calculating it as absolutely zero difference.
I'm hungry.
Which is bad.
I'm right, really, really, really hungry.
So you
I
don't
hate.
Feel like... You don't feel like
would you like some
enough.
Real good
you
chocolate?
Like
no, not talked enough. I
still feel like you've
see
seen
enough
anything.
Story. Yeah.
You see enough story? I mean, there's not much story
yeah.
in that.
I just feel like...
It's only an hour. You know, nothing much.
Well, see, I'm kind of mad that I don't have... I can't strive to watch more Stargate. Like, I have finished as much Stargate as I can for the time being.
Yeah. Until. The
but there back. Is more Stargate that
probably...
I haven't seen.
Yo, yeah, is that...
If I legitimately plan on going to Bellevue Square tomorrow, we should probably cut this off, because I have to wake
you
up
can,
at 8.
You can
you
leave,
know?
Then.
And just for you, the audience, just so you know, that's about 5
you
hours
can leave.
Sleep.
We can wrap this up.
Magnificent.
You can leave,
just stop the recording, and then we'll give it to each other.
Oh, but that's... No, I want to end this with you guys.
Okay.
That's no
okay.
fun. So we can sing our little goodbye farewell song.
Goodbye farewell song?
As we may.
I don't think...
I don't know. Darren, do we have a goodbye farewell song?
Not really.
Wing it.
But we can make one.
We should just wing it.
No, I don't know what to say. But, ooh. Look
yeah.
at these people.
No, this is a commentary, not a musical.
Some commentaries are musicals.
I...
Wait, no. No musicals on commentaries.
I
think we just created a new genre.
Oh, shit. A musical commentary.
I'm mad.
You mad that you're not
all the commentary must be
just
sung.
Kinda, like talking while watching it.
Yeah, I didn't see any of it, but like, I don't know. But I'm kind of mad too.
I've seen, Darren, I
don't have 100% Stargate completion.
You want me to tell the audience how much Stargate completion you have?
Yeah.
Only you would calculate
97.118%. Mitch, Wait, let me calculate in this letter from Pegasus.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be the most impressive number.
8.069%.
Yeah!
What bothers me is I can't get 100. I have no way to progress towards 100, and it's like, it's this feeling of not being
finished. I like my
finished.
Number the best.
It's making me mad. I don't...
No, Darren, I think it's just the lack of food in your system that's making you mad right now.
No, that and lack of food is very, very, very normal for me.
But I've seen all of Stargate twice. Okay?
Mark's at 200%. Suck it.
This would be my third time if we continue with this all the way through. This would be my third time.
Oh my god. I don't think I have that much commentary on me.
I don't think I have either. And that's why that's why we have a big group of people, because I'm not doing this every time.
Yeah, big group of people to cover. Okay, wait. If we were to watch every Stargate back to back, how long would it take?
It would take 10.9 days.
Every Stargate? 10.9 days plus our little beginning and ending commentary thing.
And that's without sleeping.
All right, god, how long would that take? That'd be like 12 days of commentary. Jesus.
There's summer.
I wish I had that much commentary in me, but I honestly don't think I do.
If we just took an entire summer to watch Stargate,
it would be possible.
You know, develop our own little machinima series.
But yeah.
You know, and so instead of staring at a picture, people could stare at Spartans moving their heads up and down. Something a little more entertaining.
But like,
yeah, maybe throwing a random knick-knack in the background.
But like a bunch
for them to look for, so people could be like, "Hey, there's that random plasma grenade." Oh,
Darren, but the limit is approaching an hour.
Okay. Well.
Yes, we are nearing an hour. We should probably sing our farewell
adios,
song,
amigos,
which again does not
adios.
Exist.
No.
What is that song Senora Patrick sings? I'm not legitimately going to sing it, but what was it? I know she had a goodbye
not
song.
Not really.
Of some sort. Oh, she did. God, she sang so much, it's hard to even know.
Wait, let me look she up. Did. Okay, I know I have something on here.
God, if you guys go to Tahoma, you know exactly what
Kenny
we're talking
Martin's
about.
Swagger?
If not, then just be confused. Be very confused.
I'm confused when I go to that school. Let's look here. Not my videos.
Well, Mark, you don't take Spanish.
Favorites.
If you do take Spanish, you have learned Spanish. Darren, what are you doing to your avatar?
It makes me laugh so much.
Oh, yeah. Dang, I'm not there. You can look that up on YouTube.
Yeah. Okay, that is pretty funny.
I can't not laugh at him.
Mark, you would play that. Ladies, I just want to make it apparent right now, I am not in the video he is playing out as Mike.
That's our farewell song. We should end.
Right
now.
That contains people who will be in later episodes.
Right now. That was our farewell song. We're at 58 minutes.
That was our goodbye song? Because
yes.
We only got a minute 40. We should do finish this up.
We talked
go.
That entire time compared to last time. Which
yeah,
we didn't talk
well,
the entire time.
The last...
See how well a third person...
Yeah.
Imagine a fourth person.
Right. Yeah. If we want to end, we can...
Mark, we need to end this now.
One, two, three.
I was having so much fun.
No.
Bye.
One, two, three.
Okay, Mark, say sync.
Why
again.
Would you say
and
sync?
We'll send it.
One, two, three, two,
unsync.
One, sync.
No, hey. Okay, so I haven't stopped recording. Thanks for listening. Bye.